This week's Linux Daily is brought to you by the Golden Group and the event they produce, ISPCon. The event is being held April the 14th through 16th. Check it out at ispcon.com. Also, IDG World Events. And there are two events, the Linux World Conference and Expo and Macworld. Also, Linux Journal, linuxquestions.org, linuxtoday.com, and Fuse, F-Y-U-Z-E.com. But most of all, we'd like to thank you, the listeners, who throw a few dollars in our tip jar. It takes us a couple hours a day to produce this show. If you like what we do, think of it as a 25-cent per day investment. That works out to a mere $100 per year to subscribe for our show. So, is 25 cents a day too much to ask for a couple of hours of our time? And now, on with our show. Hello, it is Wednesday, April the 21st, 2004, and you are listening to the Linux Daily. I am Jeff Gerhardt, and we'd like to start out today's show by apologizing. Our plan last week was to do the Linux Daily live from the floor of ISPCon. Unfortunately for both us and the folks at ISPCon, the internet connection at the hotel was just not suitable enough for us to do a live broadcast. In the future, we'll be prepared to do recorded segments and up them later. But again, we apologize for not being here last week. Now on to the news for today. First of all, a little news of our own. If you'll take a good look at the website of the Linux Daily, you'll see a new link under the Linux Daily links that is linked to a document that tells you how to submit content to the Linux Daily. The call's out, everybody. This tool here is for you. We want members of the Linux and open source community to feel free to contribute content. So go get yourself a microphone, a good sound card, a copy of the Audacity software, and have at it. Detailed instructions are included in the document on our website. We encourage anybody within the Linux and open source community who has something valuable to contribute to contact us right away, staff@geekast.com, and we will put you on the schedule, no problems. There are no particular rules about that content. This is an open source community, so the content type can be pretty open. We just ask that you apply a little bit of common sense, no advocating illegal activities, and no hate speech. Unless, of course, it's for Bill Gates. We'll let that slide. And now to our first story of the day. We'd like to make a few comments on at least what I consider to be one of the lamest political stands I have heard taken this year yet. Clay Claiborne, the founder and president of the Linux User Group of Los Angeles, this week resigned his position in opposition in the war of Iraq and the use of Linux by the United States Armed Forces. Now, I am in full support of Clay, and this is, after all, the United States of America, and it's the land of the free, home of the brave, and he has a right to take any political position he chooses. And I also respect Clay Claiborne for the years of work that he has done with the Linux Users of Los Angeles. I gotta say, dude, pick your battles. Pick your causes. Resigning from a user group because Linux is being used by the military is just plain silly. You might as well swear off breathing, eating, drinking, and even the use of toilet paper. It really leads one to believe that there's another backstory to this issue. And I really hope there's not. I hope it's just something as simple as Clay got tired. Leadership can have a lot of weight. But if that be the case, just say, I'm tired, and not leave with this preposterous announcement. Good news on Red Hat front. Red Hat has asked a federal judge to reverse her decision and put their copyright case back on the front burner and not wait for the end of the SCOVI IBM case to come to conclusion. Red Hat asked that District Court Judge Sue Robinson remove the hold that she issued in April. This will, in effect, allow forward on their restraint of trade issue as a completely separate and distinct item from SCO's copyright infringement and contract issues with IBM. Red Hat's lawyers argued that the basis of the case between SCO and IBM is so radically different in their own suit with SCO. In their own words, the Utah case fundamentally concerns the contractual relationship between IBM and SCO, whereas the Delaware action concerns the damage SCO has done and is continuing to do to this day to Red Hat. This will allow Red Hat to move forward with their business, and in a rare change, Blake Stowell from SCO was not available for comment on this issue. The final item today is a cultural one. Go to the URL http://www.ihatework.co.uk and you will find a website titled I Hate Work. And what this is discount coupon to the Alton Towers Amusement Park in the UK that from April the 19th this past Monday through the 28th of May, not counting weekends of course, you have the opportunity to download a coupon and skip work. Brilliant idea from the marketing department of Alton Towers. I hope the people from Six Flags are listening. I'd love to take advantage of an opportunity for something like this. The response from the UK Chamber of Commerce and other business organizations in Great Britain has been one of outrage. Come on, guys, up a little bit. Every now and then you need to play hooky. Anybody who can look me square in the eyes and tell me that they never skipped a class while they were in school, and no one has ever taken a day off to go to their favorite baseball game or their soccer team match, I guess is more appropriate, is one of two things. This person is either lying or does not have a life. So if you're listening to this show right now and you are in the UK, I'm encouraging you to go to the ihatework.co.uk website, download the vouch, call in sick, and have a little fun. Hey, and drop us a line. Let us know how the day went. This has been the Linux Daily for Wednesday, April 21st, 2004. We'll catch you tomorrow. You have been listening to a pre-recorded edition of the Linux Daily. If you'd like to participate, email us at staff@geekcast.com. And if you enjoy what we do, please feel free to check out our website, support our sponsors, as well as click on the PayPal button. Throw us a few bucks. Catch you tomorrow.